USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's severe weather season in America's South, and yesterday lives were taken as two children were killed by a tornado in Angelina County, Texas. Another Texas woman killed by debris. A 13-year-old boy drowned in Louisiana during a storm. In Franklin, Texas, south of Dallas, a tornado there leveled the town, although nobody was killed. The sheriff says,
it's just devastating. The homes, the trees, and the damage altogether. It's just devastating.
The South on alert for more bad weather late today and tonight. It'll move into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast later tonight, and it could affect the Boston Marathon tomorrow. Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp are experiencing outages around the world this morning. Many users unable to access the social media sites in many locations. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
At the Vatican, the Christian celebration of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem days before his crucifixion was observed as this Palm Sunday dawned. Tens of thousands gathering in St. Peter's Square to hear the Pope's message of humility and obedience.
Che però non sono passati attraverso.
Pope Francis telling the crowd not to be ashamed to show enthusiasm for Jesus. The Palm Sunday Mass opens up the holiest week in Christianity, ending next Sunday on Easter. Senate Democrat Cory Booker formally kicked off his presidential campaign yesterday morning in Newark, New Jersey, where his political career began. And today, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is to make his formal announcement that he's running in 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
A 5-year-old boy thrown from the third floor of the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota on Saturday, landing on the first floor of the mall. He remains in the hospital clinging to life. Bloomington's police chief says he's still receiving treatment, but prayers should be said for the boy and his family. A family friend has set up a GoFundMe page and says the 5-year-old is named Landon, and he's in stable condition, still fighting. Police say 24-year-old Emmanuel Deshaun Aranda is likely to be charged with attempted murder tomorrow. Police are still trying to determine a motive for the crime, but they say the suspect has a troubled history with previous incidents at the mall. California Governor Gavin Newsom wants answers on how to deal with devastating wildfires in his state. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He says if the state continues to suffer the kinds of wildfires, such as the recent campfire that killed 85 people and destroyed most of the town of Paradise, wildfire costs could cause utility rates to increase 50% or more. 25% of the population is at risk.
That's a jaw-dropping percentage.
He also had very tough words for utilities, too, saying their liability should increase as well as penalties for failing to invest in safety measures, and profits should be tied to safety performance.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.